It's been Baruch Hashem a few weeks, I think, since before Shoshana. I don't think we've had a shir. And we ended off in Perek Yud Ches. We really ended off, we said, at the end of one Zach. And I was going to continue what we spoke about in Perek Yud Ches and Yud Ches. We're going to continue in Perek Chaf and Chaf Aleph. And we'll see it really goes all the way till Perek Chaf Dalet. We'll see that he talks about this Indian, which is really a shlemus on the first 25 prakim, which is about Erech one sugya. And then we'll see. It goes from there onto other sugyas as well. But what we discussed in Perek Yud Ches and Perek Yud Ches, we discussed something called the Hava Mesuteres, that the Hava Mesuteres is Bechol Echad Ve'Echad. That again, the whole time is based on the Pasuk, like he writes in the Sharblad of Kikar Ve'Lecha, Dovram O'id Beficha B'Vavch La'Saisa. And he came to explain to us how it's shaykh that even a person who doesn't have the Ahava, who's not able to be moiled the Ahava in a practical way, he's not able to bring up within himself those feelings of Ahava and Yira, nevertheless, even if he can bring it up, nevertheless has it built into him, the Ahava and the Yira, Mesuteris. He explained at the end how it's Ahava and Yira, Techila and Rechimu, but it's Ahava and Yira, Mesuteris, that a person has built in, that's built in as a Yerusha from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that every person who's a Ben Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov has the Ahava, Mesuteris. And we explained that the way that you're able to see that come alive, the way you're able to see it be expressed, is when a person is pushed against the wall, in that place of Mesiris Nefesh, you could have even Afilu Kal Shebekal, even somebody's Ivern, all the Averis, all Kol Taryag, nevertheless, when they get pushed against the wall about Anoicha Vaila Kecha, the Yilacha Lehemecherim, when they get pushed against the wall about Avodah Zarah, most of the time, again, Ruby the Ruby said, will go ahead and be moida about the fact that there's a Rabbanu Shem in the world. And Memela, that's when you'll be able to see that a Hava Mesuteres going ahead and being expressed. And that's really what he explained in Perek Yud Ches and Yud Ches. Somebody sent me a Maisa yesterday, Peldik Maisa. I don't know the details of the Maisa. I read it very quickly. Maisa about one of the hostages who was taken in Gaza. And Mamash Fry, some of the people that were taken, and Mamash Fry, and you know, people that were real, you know, not just, not Mamina, but people that were Mamash. Against them, Mamish like snagged them, you know, against the whole Indian of Yahadas, and they got taken. And Mamish like, I don't know if it was a lady or a man, and they were there. And the captor said something about like, you're not the real Yidden, you know, you're not children of Avram. And I think it was I don't know if it was a lady or a man. She got Mamish like upset. She started screaming. Mamish screaming, I'm a Yid, I'm a Yid, I'm a Yid. And she said it was such a pella to her. She was writing this article. Somebody sent it to me yesterday, 2 days ago. Pella, here was a lady who, like, she said she never identified as a Yiddish, she identified as an Israeli. Anybody asked her, are you Jew? She said, I'm not a Jew, I'm an Israeli. The Maisa, she got pushed into a tunnel against the wall, and this Arab said, this, the person who was holding her hostage said, you're not a real Yid, and she started screaming. They put tape over her mouth to keep her quiet. But she mama's like, an Azar. She didn't know where it came from. Pushed, like, deep inside of herself. Mama's in a deep tunnel in Gaza after being taken from the other side. She pushed it. She got a clarity in what's emes in the world, and she mamash, it was a gila of mamash asavmas at terrors of all time. Mamash, that you're able to see somebody who's mamash koifer and misnagin, and somebody who hates the whole Indian of Yahadus, but at the end of the day, in the tunnel, they're going to be able to be Magala, that Indian of the Havamas at terrors, which is there. It's a pellet to see. Again, we mentioned it's maises like this, but the Holocaust as well, but the Mahama as well. Maises are people that also koifer and mamash koifer, but call it terukula. You know, when the Nazis Yimach Shemam came in, it was just to be able to reveal this Havamas HaTeres. And that's what he spoke about, Perek Yud Ches and Yud Ches, this ability to be able to reveal that level of Havamas HaTeres. But he hasn't really answered the Kasha yet, because that's very nice that if you push me against the wall and hold a gun to my head and tell me either be Ovid Avodah Zarah or, you know, or it's Misa, so that a person's going to be able to reveal that Havamas HaTeres. But that's not enough, because the goal of the Sefer is to be able to be Mefarish, the Pasuk of Kikar Ve'lecha Adavar Ma'oid Beficho B'Vavch La'Saisa. How do I do this practically? So tell me that there is a moment in my life, if I ever get to that place, that Rabbi Kiva said, that is, you know, Kol Yomai, he was waiting, the Masa Yavi Liyadav Akemenu, if I get to that moment, Rabbi Kiva was waiting his whole life, then I'll be able to be Magala Havamas HaTeres. But I need to know today, I need to know every single day of my life, how to reveal the Havamas HaTeres in order to then be able to be Ovid the Rabbanu Shem in a way of Kikar Ve'lecha Adavar Ma'oid Beficho. Because like we said, if I'm not always capable as the Beinoni to be able to bring up those feelings of Ahava and Yira, so then you can't say Beficha Ubilvavcha La'Saisa. So Elamai, there has to be a way to be able to activate that Ahava Mesuteres aside from just being held to the point of Yehorag Val Yavar. And that's really what he's going to explain in Perek Chaf and Chaf Aleph, that there is another way to activate it. When a person understands what mitzvahs and averis are, then a person will be able to activate this mamash on a regular basis. This feeling that this lady had deep in the tunnel, this feeling that Rabbi Kiva had, a person has the ability to be able to activate the Ahava and the Yirmus HaTeres at a moment's notice, and he's going to explain in Perek Chaf and Chaf Aleph how to do this. Series says like this, Perek Chaf on page 50, halfway through the page. V'hine v'das zois l'kol. Yeah, this is known for all. Very interesting lashon that he uses, and like he uses other places in Tanya. It's known to all, which means everybody knows this. Why is he saying everybody knows this? Mefarshim explain very pashut. It's known to everybody because the pasuk says ki karav elecha hadavar ma'oyid b'fichah b'vavach la'saisa. Karav elecha means for every single yid. That every yid, this is karav elecha. Memela, what he's about to explain over here is not going to be a chiddush. It's going to be something that Again, it might seem like a chiddush, but he's saying it's something that's known to everybody and it's understood to everybody. This inyan that he's about to explain in Perachaf, because it's necessary that everybody knows it, because otherwise it's not going to be karav alecha dav ma'oin beficha bavav chalasei. So v'nevada azayis lako, ki mitzvah svasaris avoid the zoro. The mitzvah and the azhara of avoid the zoro, shem shnei dibur sarishayinim, anoichi v'lo yilecha. Right, the mitzvah of Anoichi, which is Achdus Avoiri, being Yachid Rabbanu Shalom, knowing that it's only Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, is only a Rabbanu Shalom, and the mitzvah of the Asharis Avodah Zarah, right, not the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, Asharis Avodah Zarah, which is Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim, don't have any other gods. Him Klolus Kol HaTorah Kula. Right, generally we think of them as mitzvahs, we're just okay. So Anoichi and Lo Yilecha, the general mitzvahs which were given, and they're maybe not so negiah to us, Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim, Zakta Baal Tanya, this is the Klolus of Kol HaTorah Kula. Why? Ki Dibur Anoichi Kolol Kol Ramach Mitzvahs Asei. La yilacha kol kolshes mitzvahs leisasei. Anoichi includes all mitzvahs asei. La yilacha includes all mitzvahs leisasei, and that's what he's going to explain by riches over the next two prakim. Lachen shemanu anoichi la yilacha levad mipi agvura. That's why we only heard two things from the Rabban Shem himself. Everything was also heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we only hear those two things? Again, pashas and the psukim is we couldn't handle hearing more than anoichi and la yilacha. But if it would have been necessary to hear more than anoichi and la yilacha, Moshe Rabbeinu would have given us the koyches and the kelim to be able to handle more. So we couldn't handle it. That means that there was all that was necessary to hear mipi Gavura, to hear from the Rabban Shem himself, was only an Anoichi and Le Yilecha. Why? Because Anoichi and Le Yilecha are the Kolis of Kol HaTorah Kula. Simon says to say, and Simon says to say, Kamei Mechazal, Mepneishim Kolis HaTorah Kula, since they're the Kolis of the whole Torah. So Memela, it wasn't necessary to hear anything other than Anoichi and Le Yilecha. Levar hate of Indian Zah. So how does the Indian of the mitzvah and Azharas of Avodah Zarah, how is that the clause of Kol HaTorah Kula? So Levar hate of Indian Zah. Tzarech laskar tchila b'ktsara. I have to explain shortly. Indian amahos achdusai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now really he's going to explain this ba'arichas in the second chilek of Tanya. It's called Shayichet v'amuna. That's the whole second chilek of Tanya is there to explain is this Indian that he's going to explain here b'kitzer. And that's where we're not going to spend a tremendous amount of time in it, even though he's about to say there's a tremendous aimuk in it. But we'll try to get it, you know, get it clear. But he's going to really be maimik in this much more. And the second chiluk, which is called Shar Yichud Bemuna, Mamele, he's going to explain Lasker Tchiluk Biktzara Inyan Mahosach Dusa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means in order to explain how Avodah Zarah, you know, staying away from Avodah Zarah, the mitzvah and Azharis Avodah Zarah is the klal of Kol HaTorah Kula, we first have to understand what it means not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. What does it mean that I don't serve Avodah Zarah? I don't bow down to Elohim Acherim? What does that mean practically? So in order to understand, you have to understand what Achdusa Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Shenikre Yochid Umiyuchid. Right, the Rabban Hashem is called in the Torah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Right, but he's also called Yachin Umiyuchan. Right, it's a lashon from the Zerak from the Arizal. This lashon of Echad Yachin Umiyuchan. Right, the nigan that we sing Echad Yachin Umiyuchan. That's a lashon comes in the Arizal. There's Echad Yachin Umiyuchan. This inyan of Echad Yachin Umiyuchan is the Achdusa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that is Echad Yachin Umiyuchan? So Echad can mean something that there's one, but it's also a possibility of two. Right, we just learned in last week's parasha. Right, V'erev Yibayker. Yom Echad, right? Rashi says it does. Rashi Medak, it doesn't say Yom Rishon, even though it should say because Yom Sheni means Yom Sheni, so it should say Yom Rishon. Rashi says it doesn't say Yom Rishon; it says Yom Echad. Why? Because Rashi says it's coming to be meramas on the fact that the Rabban Hashem was Echad in the world Koidim the Bria. But the word Echad means that it's Shayach for there to be something which is Sheni. If there's one, okay, I have one table, but I could have two tables. If I have one person, there could be two people. So Echad is not Magala on Achdusei Yisbarach, but the word Yachid Umiyuchad is Magala on the ending of the fact that the Rabban Hashem is not just one as opposed to number two. The Rabban Hashem is one, meaning that he's the only real existence in this world. That's what he's going to explain right now, is that when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so the word Hashem Echad doesn't just mean the Rabban Hashem is the only God in the world. Right, this pasha, right? We don't struggle with the fact that there's no other gods in the world, there's no other Avodah Zarah. Hashem Echad means that the Rabban Hashem is the only real existence in this world, that there is nothing else that's existing. Yachid means not just that he's one and not he's not number two. He's the only God and there's no other gods. Echad Yachid means he's the only one that really exists. We'll see what that word miyuchid means a little bit later in the parak. He's not going to explain it mamish, but we'll see how that word miyuchid is connected as well. But the ikar word over here right now is yachid. The Rabban Hashem is not just echad, the Rabban Hashem is echad yachid. He's also yachid, and yachid means, echadusa yachid means that he's the only real existence in this world. V'chol ma'minim, shu levadehu kamay shuhu, kaidim shenivra ila mamish. And we all believe that the Rabban Hashem is levadehu, just the same way he was, kaidim shenivra ila, like Rashi says, yim echad, he was echad kaidim shenivra ila, mamisha haya hu levadeh, ukumay shakasev, atu hu achin nivra ila, atu mishenivra ila. We say this every day in davening by Kabbanis, that the Rabban Hashem was one, kaidim abriya, that the same way we believe that before the Rabban Hashem said, bereishis bar likim, there was nothing else in existence other than the Rabban Hashem, even after the pasuk of bereishis bar likim, eseshmai mesaretz, nothing changed, atu hu kaidim shenivra ila, atu mishenivra ila. Right, and that's the Baal Tani is coming to explain pirish hu mamish, right? That extra word hu is unnecessary. It could just say very simply ata ad shelo nivra olam ata meshenivra olam, but it adds in the extra word hu. Why pirish hu mamish belishim shina? Hu means it is, which means ata hu koinim shenivra atu meshenivra. Not just that it's like, but ata hu is hu mamish, that it's mamish the same way koidim abriya. There was the only real existence in this world was the Rabbanu Shalom meshenivra olam. Nothing changed. Pirish hu mamish belishim shina, right? The only shina is mitzad what it looks to us, but there is no real shina. Kedechsev ani Hashem lo yishinaisi. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't change. There was no shina that took place bechlal. Ki olam hazeh v'chein kol olam haslayanim, the world that we live in and we exist in, and all the olam haslayanim ain't a poilam shum shinoi b'achdusay yisbarach b'yivarah me'ayin l'yesh. There is no bechlal shina that took place bechlal. On last week's parasha, Bereishis Bar Elokim, nothing changed from Kodem HaBriya and Achar HaBriya. Aye, there's Briyas, aye, there's Elamas, aye, there's thousands. It's ways of the Rabbanu Shem expressing himself through various Levushim. But nothing really changed. Mitzad Chalila, Mitzad Achdusi, Yisbarach, the Rabbanu Shem is the same Echa that he was before. Aye, there's a world, okay, that's a Levush. The way the Rabbanu Shem is now expressing himself through the Levush, but the Rabbanu Shem is Echad, Yachid, Umiyuchan. The Rabbanu Shem has not changed. Bechlal, even when he created, even when he created, and he is creating at every moment, everything from an Ayin L'yesh, nothing changes bechlal ki hu zeh from achdusa yizbarach shekamoy shal yehu levadai hu yachid umiyuchad koidem ibarim. The same way the Rabbanu Shem was yachid umiyuchad before he created them, kainu levadai hu yachid umiyuchad achar shebarim mishum. Why? Either is a creation, either something there. The kula kameikol echashiv uka'ayin ve'efes mamash, because everything that's created is like nothing klapi the Rabbanu Shalom. So it doesn't bechlal make any shina by the Rabbanu Shalom, because everything that's there is kolay mamish, is kula kamei kolay chashiv. All of everything that's there is kolay chashiv. It's not looked at as anything, not just that there is no real existence bechlal by anything klapei the Eintzif. And memela, even though it looks like there's elamas, and even though it looks like there's breishis bar lekim, a tremendous bria with elamas and malachim and chayis and animals and plants, and all of this is all kula kamei kolay chashiv. Ka'ayin ve'efes mamish, memela doesn't make the slightest drop of a shinui bechlal in the Rabbanu Shalom. The creation of them and keeping them alive, right? That they won't go back to the point of being ayin ve'efes. Which means if you understand that the only way that all the Elamas exist is only because the Rabbanu Shem is willing them into existence at every second, so you understand that they didn't really make a shina, there is no real difference. Right? The mashal this farm gives is a big difference between a person goes ahead and a person writes a picture. Right? So if you take something and you draw a picture on a piece of paper, so that picture is now existing as a separate entity from the artist who made it, and the artist could be nifter, and the picture will still remain in existence. But if somebody's sitting and dreaming about something, somebody's thinking, imagining something, that item that he's imagining is not something which is independent to the person. It's kolei chashav by the person. And as soon as the person goes ahead and stops thinking about that item that he's imagining, that item ceases to exist. So all of Bria Sa'olam is only there as a Bria, is only there as a creation, because the Rabbanu Shem is willing it into existence at every second. And Mimela, it doesn't have any real metzias by itself. The whole world is a figment kaviyachal, the Rabbanu Shem's imagination. It's all veer only because the Rabbanu Shem's imagining it every second. And if the Rabbanu Shem would chalila for 1 second forget about imagining the world would cease to exist. So Mamela, even though there is a bria, and even though this bereishis bara lekim mitzad asa, and it looks like a reality, it looks like there's something there, it's all just existing because the Rabbanu Shem is creating it and recreating it at every second, and it has no metzias bechlal ki hu zeh by itself. So even though we say ain't sayar kalakenu, the Rabbanu Shem is the greatest artist, but he's not an artist the same way a regular artist creates it. He creates something, and now it's a separate entity. He's creating it every second, and in the middle of that item doesn't have any real existence by itself. I saw from Yael Kani, he gave a very geshmaka mashal. He said you have a rock, you take a rock, and you take a rock and you throw it up. So the force of gravity is going to pull it down at a certain point. The only thing that's throwing it up is, you know, your effort that you put into it. Your force that you put into it is throwing the rock up. When the rock's going up, it's going to hit a certain point when it's going to stop, because the force that you put into it is going to stop it from going up. It's going to hit a certain point, and then it's going to come back down. And then it's going to be like every other rock. The gilui of the fact that at the point that when you're throwing it up, it's going to stop when it hits a certain point, the fact that it's going to stop means that even while it's going up, it doesn't have a new metzias. You don't call that rock now a flying rock. It's not a rock that has wings now. It's not a rock that is able to have an existence by its own. The only reason why it's headed upwards, as opposed to like every other rock in the world, is only because you threw it up. So it doesn't have a real new brand of metzias, and now it went from a rock to a bird. It's a rock which is now being thrown because somebody has gone ahead and done something actively to it at this moment to move it from the force of gravity upwards. So now it's in an upwards motion, but it's going to stop. And the fact that it's going to stop is the biggest raya that it doesn't continue flying on its own. So it doesn't take on a life on its own. It's just flying because it's going up only because you threw it up. And The whole Bria, again, it's a mashal because even over there, it has some existence on its own. It's still going up on its own, even though it's wasting your force. But it's a mashal to help us understand that the Bria Sa'olam, and everything that we talk about, and everything that we see, is only veer, is a figment of the Rabban Hashem's imagination. So, Memela Atu Mishinivra Olam, Atu Kaidim Mishinivra Olam, Atu Mishinivra Olam, Aida is a Bria Sa'olam, but the Bria Sa'olam is just there as a figment of the Rabban Hashem's imagination. And Memela, all of it has the ability to be able to go back to Ayin Ve'efes Mamish, Kishaya Einai Eladvar Hashem, Beruach Piv, Yisparacham Lubashbem, because the only reason why it's existing is because the Piv Yisbarach, Hamalubish Bem is Malubish in them at every moment. I remember when I was in Kelber, Berkowitz, there was a guy who was leaving. He was going to start his own yeshiva. And he said to Rabbi Sudspray that he wanted to start his own yeshiva. That was his rutzen to start his own yeshiva. It hadn't panned out yet at this point that he was leaving. So he said to Rabbi Sudspray that the two in the light and PMG who were sitting and schmoozing about starting a yeshiva. Whatever, one of them wanted to start a yeshiva. He's telling his chavrusa that he wants to start a yeshiva. He's talking about yeshiva. I said, this became a conversation. Mamash, like every day at the beginning of the Seder, for the first 15, 20 minutes, he started talking about the yeshiva. Should he have shtender? Should he have tables? Should he have chairs? What type of chairs? They have cushions and not cushions. What mesachta should learn? So more be'in, more be'kis. Finally, this chavrusa got fed up and said, like, could you stop, you know, talking about this yeshiva, like every time. Either make the yeshiva, don't make the yeshiva. He said, you don't understand. As soon as I stop talking about the yeshiva ceases to exist. The yeshiva only exists in my imagination. So as soon as I stop talking about it, the yeshiva is not existing. So the only geshmak in the yeshiva is only while I'm talking about it. And that's Mamash, he was saying, you know, himself, he was talking about himself, but he also didn't have a yeshiva. I don't know if he ended up making one, I don't know. But I'm saying, but the Rabban Hashem, it's kelechel, the same thing, it's only existing because it's existing at every single second, right? The first line in Shari Yichan Vamuna is the Hilik Baal Tani brings from the Baal Shem Tov, Zechusi Yogan Aleinu, that the only way, La'ilam Hashem Tevarach and Nitzeh B'Shamayim, that the only way the world is existing is only because the Asar Mamars that created the world are still veer at every moment being said. Huh?
Only that Asar Mamars. It's Lavach HaDamach HaShem. Only talking about the Sarma Mars, right? He says this in Kut Tar that there are certain aspects which he's not constantly, he doesn't have to constantly be Mechadish every second. The only reason he says that he has to constantly be Mechadish, the Sarma Mars, in other words, the physical world, is because of La Baruch HaDamach, because it's unnatural.
Okay, so we're going to get to in Shai Yichan Amunah. Explaining the difference between the Sarma Mars, that's Mamash, all of Shai Yichan Amunah. But the way he's saying it now, which is the important part, is that the Ikar is the understanding that everything that's created wasn't created. There was no nothing. There's nothing as something that was created and something that exists as an entity by itself. Everything is Ein Ve'Efes. Everything is only being made in Tva'ayin Liyesh at every single moment. And Memela, that ability for it to be able to exist is only because the Marshim is willing to existence. And Memela, it's Ein Ve'Efes. And Memela, it doesn't have any Shina Bechlau. Klape the Rabban Shalom. And Memela, okay.
That's
Lashon Boreomanic.
That it's not only created,
right,
but he's
exactly.
Manic it every second.
Right. And he's Boreed at every second also. He's Boreed, right? Right. So he's being Boreed every second, he's being Manic at every second, right? Because Manic just means that, Boreed means that he's being Boreed every single second, the whole world, the whole Mitzvahs. Right, that's what he's doing. It's so once a person understands that when we talk about the world and we talk about the fact that the Marshim is the only God on the world, that's a very cotton stick kazakh to say. Marshim is the only, you know, there's Layil Khal Himachem, there's no other gods. Obviously there's no other gods. We mean much more than that. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that there is no other existence other than the Rabban Shalom. That's why, for example, you know, we find that, you know, a Yid dies almost al Kiddush Hashem, right? In Tavshim Pehe. So what does Yid say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So what does to say? You're saying the fact that there's no other gods? Like, you're saying that you don't believe in Avodah Zarah? That's not what's happening right now. So why is that the statement that every Yid says, B'shasa, Yid's being killed as Mesiris Nefesh? Because it's recognizing that there's no real Mitzvah. It's recognizing that I'm saying at this moment, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Echad means Echad Yochid Umiyuchad. There is no real existence. Right, so because the word Echad could mean also...
For a reason, it's Dafka to show the Yochid Shabbat in the Echad.
The word echad, we say, but who echad ve'ein sheni, which means the word echad also has the ability to mean, but it's not magalad as much as the word of echad yachad umiyuchad, right? So that's why.
But the reason why you don't say, why don't you say Hashem yachad? Why don't you say Hashem echad? It's because you're dafka saying that in you're being megal in the echad, that it's really yachad.
That's really yachad, right? Right. Which is what Shema Yisrael means. Hashem alakeinu. It's being megal in the Hashem in alakeinu.
Right. That's what the Tanya over here keeps on saying. Mahus
achdusai
is
yachid,
and the mahus
right.
of his
echad
is
the yachid. Right. So this is what he's saying, is that once a person understands that that's what achdusi is baruch means, so we'll be able to understand that avodah zarah and layilachal hemecherim doesn't just mean not to create other avodah zarahs. It means don't think of any existence other than existence of the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't think that there's anything else other than the Rabbanu Shalom in the world. And obviously anoichav alakecha will mean to create achdusi is baruch. It doesn't just mean think that there's only one God in the world, but anoichav alakecha means recognize that there's only one mitzias in the world, and that's the mitzias of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. V'sartim avadatem al hemecherim. The Baal Shem Tov says that v'sartim, as soon as a person makes v'sartim, as soon as a person turns a little bit away, then right away gets the avadatem al hemecherim. What's up, Shah? I make a tiny turn off the path. I'm ready to ovid of a desire. It sounds like a very, very radical thing to say. V'sartim avadatem al hemecherim. It's like the Baal Tanya, the Taitcha is very posh. V'sartim is avadatem al hemecherim. Because it's the same thing, and this is what he's going to explain the next two prakam over, is that the tiny drop of moving off of the path of Avodas Hashem means that you already think, and you're already living in a world where there's another Metzias, and there's another option, and there's something else to choose other than Achdusi is Baruch. So that itself is going to be a Shemitz of Avodas Zarah, and Mila going ahead and being Megal of the Rabban Shalom, going ahead and doing Torah Mitzvahs, that's a Gilui of Echad Yochan Miuchad, that's a Gilui of Achdusi is Baruch, and Echad Vayla Kecha. And Mila, now he's going to give a mashal, and I'll explain this mashal a little bit here in this parak. I'll try to finish it tonight, and then I'll pray Chafalef. We'll explain a little bit more than him. So he says, "L'mashal, k'moy b'nefesh ha'adam." The same way b'nefesh ha'adam, and again, there's a mashal that you find throughout all Sefer the Baal Tanya and Chabad. We'll explain this mashal over here very clearly over here. L'mashal, k'moy b'nefesh ha'adam, k'she v'daber davar echad shedibar zeh levadoi k'loy mamash afil legabei k'loy es nafshei hamedaberes. Right, when a person goes ahead and speaks a dibur, that dibur, those words that a person speaks, is kaloi mamesh lagabe klolius nafshei hamedaberes shu bechinas levusham tzoy shalom shu koyach hadibur shalom shu yochel adaber dvurim la'en keitz v'tachlas. Right, when a person goes ahead and speaks one dibur, so the words that a person speaks are kaloi mamesh klapei the levush of dibur, which means he's going to explain that there's really two levushim. There's a levush when a person speaks, there's a levush of machshava, there's a levush of dibur, there's a levush of maisa, but that's not what he's talking about over here. There's a levush of machshava and a levush of dibur. And in Mela, the words that a person speaks are kaloi mamish, they're like nothing klape the levush of dibur. And obviously, kavachaymer klapi the lavush of machshava, and kavachaymer ben benoisha kavachaymer klapi not the lavush, no, klapi the etzema, the nefesh itself, which means the nefesh itself is being mislabish through machshava, and then through maisa, and then through dibur. But the words that I'm speaking is an expression of the lavush of dibur, which is an expression of the lavush of machshava, which is an expression of the lavush of the nefesh itself.
So it's further away.
It's further away, exactly. But further removed, which means
more of a pile.
And then that's why it's further removed. Which means the more something is bepile, the more it's further removed from my nefesh, the more it's an expression.
What does it mean?
Levush
from Dibur itself?
Dibur, that what? Which words?
Dibur is a levush of Dibur?
Yeah, the words that I'm speaking is coming from the levush of Dibur, which means I have my neshama. My neshama is three levushim, achshava, dibur, maisa. Right? So when I go ahead and speak, those words that come out are coming out through the levush of Dibur.
It is Dibur, no?
Well, yeah, but Dibur is coming out through.
Dibur is levush of your mayach of your.
It's levush of my mayach, which is levush of my neshama. Right, there's three stages really, and I'll talk about four of here. So there's three stages taking place in the neshama. There's when I speak. Right, there's my nefesh. Then there's my machshava, and then it goes from machshava to the levush of dibur, and then it comes out as dibur. Right, so levush is what brings it out as the dibur itself. So the word that I spoke that now has been created as a reality, is the words I spoke are ein adayna bechlala and ka'ayin mamesh klape the levush of dibur. Why? Because a person shiachal adaber diburim la'in keitz v'tachlas. That's when a person can speak la'in keitz v'tachlas. A person can speak on and on and on la'in keitz v'tachlas. And anything, we mentioned this before, anything klapi ain't safe is always going to be. You could have a million klapi ain't safe, you could have 1,000 klapi ain't safe, and there's no difference between 1,000 and a million when it comes to putting them close to infinity. A million is not any closer to infinity than 1,000 is closer to infinity. And mamela, since a person can be'etzim speak, yachal adabri diburim la'in keitz v'tachles, so mamela, the diburim that a person speaks is ka'ain mamish, because you're comparing the words that he actually spoke compared to the levush of dibur, and levush of dibur is la'in keitz v'tachles. Now, we all know, we're talking with little kids that a person does have a gvul to how many words he's able to speak. That a person has a gvul to how many words he's able to speak, but that's only mitzad the guf itself, mitzad the etzem nefesh where it's coming from. That's what he's going to get to. The makar of it, a person could speak like kaitz v'tachlas. The guf itself may go ahead and put a limitation on how many words a person is able to speak, but that's not mitzad the etzem nefesh. That's not mitzad the levush of the diva. That's mitzad the guf itself that's putting a limitation on the nefesh itself. And memela, the words that a person speaks is la'in mamish, which means that's ma'in mamash. You can't compare the pachlal. It's ayin ve'efes klapei the levush of the dibur. But kol shekem begabe bechinas nefesh apnimi shela. And for sure, if you're going to take it one step further and say the words that I spoke, how does that match up? How does that compare to the machshava that a person has? You can't compare paklal, right? For sure, to compare to the levush of dibur, it doesn't compare. And for sure, to compare to the levush apnimi shela, shua machshava shemimenu nemshaches adiburim v'chiyusam. That's where all machshavas come from, and that's the chiyusam. Ain't zarech loymer legabe mehusvat atzmas nefesh. And for sure, when you talk about the nefesh itself, the makeup of the nefesh, shehein eser bechinosei hanal chabad and chagas and him, right? All the nefesh itself, not the levushim. For sure, you can't compare the words that a person goes at and speaks to the etzem nefesh, right? It's for sure, ayin ve'efes mamish, klapi the mechusa, the etzem nefesh. Right, when a person goes out and speaks, so it's coming from the etzem nefesh. It's going from the etzem nefesh into the levush of machshava, from the levush of machshava into the isis of machshava, and then down to the place of the levush of dibur. But you can't compare the words that a person speaks. They don't compare bachal to the makar of the words, and for sure to the makar of the words that a person is thinking in the dibur, which is machshava. For sure, compare it to the makar of all of that, which is the nefesh. Even when a person thinks, generally we think in isis, right? A person thinks in languages, a person thinks in isis. The machshavas that a person has in isis is more dakas yaser, more than the dibur that a person has in isis, because it's not as expressed. It's not as brought out of a mela a person has in his machshava. He's able to have more the ISIS, which are on a higher level, but they're of a behem bechinas ISIS. But the nefesh itself, but before it even gets to that place of the levush machshava, the place where it's able to be put into isis, it's on a much higher level. As we spoke about in Simchas Torah, the difference between a havasha b'das and a havasha b'yomim. Right? Even a havasha b'yomim is going to be, even if it's in the place of machshava, it's always going to be a limitation to that place called a havasha b'yomim. But a havasha b'das is that level which really, if you get to the ultimate makar of it, is that something which doesn't have a levush b'chal, doesn't have isis b'chal, it's something which is just, it's argish, right? Before a person goes out and thinks about that machshava of a hava, the machshava of yira, the machshava of sina, whatever machshava a person has, before a person goes ahead and is able to articulate it in their own brain, not in talking about once they can articulate and express it externally, even in their own brain before they're able to articulate it, it's something which it just is. It's not something that they can even go ahead and express even to themselves, they're able to express it. Then there's a second process. Once, okay, I have that machshava, I feel it in my etzem nefesh, then it's able to go from the etzem nefesh to the machshava. My machshava is, again, one of the gimel levushim of the etzem nefesh, so it could go from the nefesh to the place of the levush machshava, and then I have the ability to go ahead and take the levush machshava is able to bring it down to the place of the levush adibur. But klapi the makar, it's in a doim, it's ayin ve'efes mamish. And there's really even a point before it ever fell into the place of the midas itself, when it's just it's in that place where it's still in the chabad before it ever came down to the place of the midas. To eat something sweet, to learn a certain chachma, rakla achar shekvar nafla chemda v'tayva b'liba b'kaya chachmasay, v'sichle v'yadyasay, v'achar kachayzer v'oizel v'olsa, me'al leiv l'hamayich, l'achshav l'harba, eich l'aitzei tevasa m'kayach l'apoyal, v'hasig amayichal, oyla midas hachachma b'poyal, rebekan nol de b'chines oisis b'mayichay, shein oisis koloshin am ba'am, hamadavra maharam b'hem kolon yana oylam. So there's a whole process that takes place before you get to the place of deeper. So a person has it in the mayach. Then it goes from the place of the mayach down to the place of the lev. Then it goes from the place of the lev back up to the place of the mayach to go to the place where it's not just in the place of the mayach b'klalius, but now it's in the mayach in the place of isis. Now it's able to be expressed, like he says, b'chol am va'am, every nation, in the lashon of am va'am, it's able to be expressed in a specific language that the person's thinking it. And then it goes from the place of the levush of machshava down to the levush of dibur, and then it's finally expressed in the place of dibur. So the words themselves, if you talk about the words that we speak, klape, the makar of the words, it's ain't a daima, it's ayin ve'efes mamish. You can't compare the pechlau compared to the makar of the nefesh. And in Mela, that's going to, what I'll explain in Perkhaf Aleph, that's going to be part of the mashal for us to be able to understand how, even though the Rav Hashem created the Bria, it's the mashal that he's giving us is to understand that the words that we speak, klape, the mechusa nefesh, klape, the etzem nefesh itself, which is the makar for the chemda and the taiva, which is the makar for that Indian of the machshava in Isis, which is the makar for that Indian of the levush of dibur, which is the makar for the dibur, is ayin ve'efes mamish. So, kosh, you know, kavachemer, ben benoy shekavachemer, and I'll explain, obviously, the mashal is not daimit ar nimshal, we'll have to be marich in this maybe next week, but to understand that this mashal helps us understand how distant it is, the bria from the Rabbanu Shalom to be able to make any shin of a chalal chalila in the etzem achos of the Rabbanu Shalom. Melo, when we talk about yachid, echid, yachid, miyuchad, Moshav is echid, yachid, miyuchad, mean that he's one. And that means that atu kaidim shenivra ilam, atu mishenivra ilam, nothing changed. Either is a bria, but the bria is, first of all, like you said, being created and willed into existence at every single second from the Rabbanu Shalom. And melo, it has no entity by itself, it has no metzias by itself, it's only a figment of the Rabbanu Shalom's imagination. And also, like we're saying, that creation that's created, like gabe the etzem, Echad Yachad Miuchad, the Chedusa Yisbarach is kind of Efes Mamash. Amila, it doesn't hold a candle, Bechlal to Rabbanu Shalom. It's the same way you can't compare something which is finite to something which is infinite. So too, you can't compare the Bria to the Rabbanu Shalom, which is Echad Yachad Miuchad, and he's Batsim infinite. And therefore, we'll go on to in Perech Avalef to be Marechan this more, and then obviously to explain that now that we understand that, we'll understand that everything basically is either being Megala Chedusa Yisbarach or the Hepech of that. Every action that a person does, every Machshava that a person does, every Diva that a person does, every step that a person is taking is doing one of two things, either being, you know, shemitzav oivir avaydazara, which means breaking that inyan of achdusis barach, which is, you know, a pagam in that inyan of liyil achaleim achirim, even though it's not, I'm not bowing down to avaydazara, but I'm not being megala achdusis barach. I'm creating an entity in which it looks like I'm a separate entity, I'm a yesh b'fnei atzmai, or a person being mevatel himself. And a person being mevatel himself is not just a naizachta du bitol, but a person being mevatel himself is being megala achdusis barach, which is megala echad yachad miyuchad, which is a nechev alakecha. And melo, once we understand that everything boils down to nechev alakecha, so it's a very, very small jump from there to now be able to say, I can be able to access and be able to activate a Hava Mesoteris very easily. Because if the way that I'm able to activate a Hava Mesoteris is by getting to the place of Mesiris Nefesh over Avodah Zarah, and I understand that every mitzvah is Avodah Zarah, either positive, either mitzvah Avodah Zarah, or as her from Avodah Zarah, every mitzvah is either Anoichi or Liyil Ochelem Acherim. So it's a very small step to be able to just activate the Hava Mesoteris to recognize that everything really requires a Mesiris Nefesh, and everything really is a gun being held to my head saying either be Megala Echtusis Barach or Lahapech Du Chas Vashon Taker. Maybe once we, again, we'll bridge the gap in Perek Chafalaf, he's going to bring out the Nimshah a little bit better and then be able to get into Nechavai Lekech and Leilachem Elecherim, then they'll be able to see, okay, Karvelecha, Dav Ma'oid, the Fichu of Alchalasai. So once you understand this and internalize him, is Boinan of this, understand that this is the Metzias of the world, so understand that everything is either an opportunity for Nechi or Chalila, an opportunity for the guy for which Leila Khalim Khan. Mamshak next week. We'll maybe talk a drop more about this mashal because it's a tifa mashal and we went through very quickly. But I'll try to be mamshak a little more on the mashal and then the nimshal in Khafalaf.